okay, Jen?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Can okay. You can hear us?
Absolutely, I can hear you guys great.
Okay.
Let's go to the public comment. So this is a time for public comment. Anybody who would like to have a public comment may do so now.
There's no public here, so no comments.
Okay. We'll move on to the manager report. Paul Hirst,
hi there.
Take it away.
How are you? It's good to hear your voice after a while.
It's good to hear yours. We've been playing phone tag, but yes. Everything is good.
Okay, well, the first thing that I had that I wanted to cover, the first thing, the most important things first, would be the tentative budget. That we now have produced that is balanced. Now, Chris asked a question.
Hey, Paul, let me just, I'm going to put you guys on mute. And so if you ask me questions, that may take me a second to get it off mute, but I'm going to put it on mute in case there's any background or anything.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Let me just direct your attention to two major segments of the budget, that being the revenue. And the revenue consists of, by the way, every penny I could come up with to squeeze out of anything anywhere to get the revenue where it needed to be, which includes the 120 lots that Summit owns that would get a non-connect charge. It also includes and anticipates that we're going to pass the connection service fee for water and sewer, and we would collect, I'd estimated what that would be. So I've added a little bit of money for that. And the same is true with the sewer. I have wrung as much out of everything that I can wring to get our revenue up where we need to have it. Tax revenue is as specified, obviously. Inspection fees, let's see, I'm looking across here. Yeah, that's shown. Interest income and then some miscellaneous money coming in from who knows where. So that gives us a total income or revenue of $345,032. Now on the expense column, you can see that repairs and maintenance are up to $78,200. That, very frankly, is low. I did a handoff from Paul Southwick to Evan Miller. I went with them, spent the day last Wednesday. And as I looked at everything and we talked about what the ongoing costs are, or the year-over-year costs are, or should be, when you look at... of course, our Weber Basin assessment of almost $15,000 for our shares. The majority of that money shown there, as you can see, will go $43,000 will go to the sewer system to keep it operating. And I wish it was higher. We're going to ignore a couple of things and pray that it doesn't go south on us. So that's what that is. Water rights consulting is a guess. District manager fee, if you keep me on board for a year, that's half of the contract amount. The other half we bill Summit, and they've been paying so far. Treasurer wages are, after discussion, up just a little bit because of the amount of involvement we're having, even though we'd like to have less, we're not. Electricity, running pumps, and running even more pumps when we start getting those sewer pumps running up on the mountain. $30,000, I hope, is enough. Land rental is the bill that we get for the sewer lagoons. Engineering.
But right now, for the sewer, land rental is $24,000. So why did we
push $30,000? Well, I'm just why. as I looked at the contract, Carrie tells me, I agree with you, Trustee Bell, and we will only pay what we have to pay, and they are billing us. And until such time as they bill us more, we'll pay them what they're billing us. They're billing us every month.
Well, they can't bill us more without a new contract.
Well, I'm just reading the contract, and it's based on the number of connections that are being served by the lagoons. And I think those connections are higher than they're counting for, is really what it boils down to. So that's how I came to that number. If you want to take
okay, I would like to get a summary of that.
Okay.
And so we can know what that is, because the bottom line is one thing that we need to do, and I probably won't be the one that does it, somebody needs to walk into that company's door and say, okay, we need to renegotiate this. We need to talk to our attorneys, because the contract is really poorly written for both of us. Very poorly written.
I agree, and very frankly, yeah, I agree. The whole thing needs to be redone.
Okay.
And so basically what I'm doing is we're just paying based upon what they're billing us right now. But yes, we'll put that's on the to-do list, and we'll give you the count as we see it and how that applies to the contract. That's all I did, is I just looked at the contract.
That's fine.
I was warned by Mark Anderson that I should, so I did. Let's see, I was engineering costs as a swag, but I don't think it's high. Legal fees, between what I think, I don't know, again, between Chris and Mark, I think that'll go. Accounting fees, I've talked to the outside auditor. He will, his fee will be the same as it is this year. Bank fees are what we think they're going to be relative to, based upon our deposits. That's prescribed by the bank. Insurance has already been negotiated. That's a given. Office supplies.
Tell me payroll costs went up $10,000.
Excuse me, payroll costs. Well, what's happened is that I gave our one man now a little bit of an increase. Combine the two. It used to be sewer water salaries, for one for each, and I combined it because it's one person now, and then I gave him just a little bit of a bump up because I was getting blowback, and it's about
okay. So who doesn't work for us anymore?
Paul Southwick. Today,
okay.
Today was his last day. He retired.
Okay. So you took Paul Southwick's salary plus an additional $10,000 and gave that to Evan?
Not quite $10,000, I don't think. It was only about $8,000. Gave it to Evan, and of course that's a gross, and then of course the taxes will come off of that.
Okay. So if you Kerry will make me a note, tell me what we're paying him and where we're at and everything on that, so I can see what that is broke down, if you don't mind.
Whatever you'd like.
Thank you. Office supplies.
By the time you add postage and everything else, that's what it's costing. Telephone is a better deal because we're combining it on our system. Dues and subscriptions is kind of a compilation. It isn't, we've got, let's see, what's the name of that organization? The Special Districts. That's $3,000 or $3,500, Carrie.
$3,500
of that $4,400 is just special districts dues that we pay every year. And then there are other things like testing, water quality testing, and other things that we have to do that are lumped into that.
Paul, what is the $3,000 buy us every year?
It buys you stamps.
No. You said that we have under subscription, okay, the special districts.
Oh, special districts, that's just the membership. It's based upon...
Yeah, but what do they do for us? Are we required to be part of them?
No.
So what are they? No, what service do they provide for us that's worth $3,000?
What we're getting, for example, we're working on rules and regulations, and they're giving us samples, model rules and regulations.
So you see value in that. We're getting return rather than just being part of something. We actually are getting return on it.
And good training. We're obligated, I think, when it comes to board members, we're obligated by law to be trained.
And they help and assist in that?
You go to their conference and they sign you off on that.
Oh, okay. I've been to that conference.
Yeah, okay. So that's good from that standpoint.
Okay.
It helps us out.
Okay.
I'll be right back. So that's what that's for. Let's see, where was I? Other general administrative I covered, all right, we're all right there, and then trustee fees. Did he just disappear?
He went to go get a pen.
Oh.
I kind of gave him
one. I have a whole bunch. Trustee fees. I gave that just a little bit of a bump. Yeah, all of a sudden you were gone. You're fast. Trustee fees is where I was. Mm-hmm. Any question on that one?
That's in case we have seven members or no?
Not really. It only anticipates five. Oh. We had 8,500, but I ran it up just a little bit.
Sorry about that. I got cut off. I don't know what happened.
Oh, we passed the budget. It's already passed.
You can't pass it. We're not even to that part yet. So, are we done talking about the budget, or are we still talking?
Whatever you
capital,
want. I just finished all the expenses, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Yeah, I'd like to hear about capital expenses.
Capital expenses. Well,
yeah.
The only capital expense that of course, that's down on the bottom. That's the impact fees. The only thing that we've got going right now that I'm going to try to finish up this year would be the impact fee rate study, and then of course we've got the purchase of the stock.
Okay, back to this. So, what was our contract to do these fees? To do these two studies, was it this kind of money I'm seeing there?
Yeah, it was.
That was the deal we made.
It was
the deal we made for both of them, and I don't have them with me. Was about $60,000 or $70,000 for both of them. This has creeped up to $150,000. So explain that to me.
No, it hasn't. The deal we made on the sewer master plan and the water master plan are fixed fee. $18,379 and $16,618 were the master plan costs. The cost for the designs for their impact fee is $16,000. I made it 20 just because there's always incidentals that occur. So that's all it is.
No. I'm on the capital.
I know you are.
I got you.
Okay.
So we're right on those where we're supposed to be then.
We are. Pressure regulator, you know, you can jump on that one if you want. But that includes...
Well, how come you have capital income sitting down here in the middle of expenses?
Well,
the water impact fees and sewer impact fees.
Because those are impact fee eligible, and so you don't, I'm not commingling them with our O&M, which is not an impact fee eligible.
Gotcha.
Per law.
So they're not, so they could actually be on another sheet of paper.
They really could, but just for the sake of saving paper, I put them all on.
Because you guys like to save paper, so you put it all on.
Yeah. So if you'd like me in the future to segregate it out, I'm glad to do it. It's not hard.
I think we probably ought to because...
Okay.
Because...
These are office supplies you're going
to go. So back to the pressure regulator valve.
Yes,
we know it's about office supplies.
We've already done that, haven't we?
Done. Paid for. Operating very well.
Good.
You don't see the cost for the telemetry at the well house, but I assure you, I could bring it up right now and I could show you what it's doing right now, and it's
beautiful.
It's doing what it's supposed to do, and we're all very happy about it because we've got full-time, minute over minute monitoring of its performance.
Sounds good.
Okay, so that's where we are, and that's world in a minute.
That looks good. So I'm gonna only make one other suggestion on the budget. Is when you've got the two columns on there, you've got the 2016 budget and 2017. Well, the 2016 is only through 9/30.
Yes.
What you probably should have done is what the 2016 budget was.
The actual and a percentage.
And you can have one more column added in there, because that's what confused me. As a matter of fact, to be honest with you, I just figured that out just now. Wondering why all these numbers were so high along there. Well, part of it is because we're only talking the actual numbers only 2-3/4 of a year, not a full year.
That's correct.
Okay. Sounds good. What else, Paul? Tell us what else we've got up there going on.
We ask for action on that tentative budget so that when we're going to public hearing, we can say that it is the budget's been approved for 2017. Or at least
well, But we probably can't approve it until we have a public hearing on it, can we?
You can approve a tentative budget, and then you have the public hearing, and then you have the option to pass it or modify it after the public hearing.
I make a motion to adopt the tentative budget as reviewed without any changes.
Okay, so I've got a motion on the floor to approve a tentative budget. It's we're still in manager's report, and it's an action item down to G1. So does Mr. Attorney, do you have a problem with pursuing it right now?
No, that's fine.
Okay. I've got a motion on the floor to approve the tentative budget for 2017. Got a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, the next thing, this is going to be easy. This isn't going to take much brain cell effort. December, are we going to hold a board meeting in December?
Yep. I think we're going to probably have to.
I would agree. It's scheduled for the 19th right now. Monday, the 19th.
What we need to do in December, we need to get some new board members, and we need to get a new chair.
Okay.
So I say we're going to have a meeting. I'm trying to get my calendar up. And so it's scheduled for the 19th.
Third Monday.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be, could we move that to the 12th? Bob, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think we need to have fixed board meetings. As long as we can make the quorum, we just have to.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's plan on it. We'll have it at what time?
You guys are the hard ones to corral, so you tell us.
Well, you just said it. You said it when you said it, and we'll make sure we do what we need to do, because I doubt we'll have anything else going on that day.
That's worked in the past.
Yeah, it's worked really well.
So, did I hear the 12th or did I hear the 19th?
19th.
19th?
Bob wants to leave it on 19th.
Okay, 19th. Now, historically, we've gone at 10 in the morning, or we've gone at 2 in the afternoon, 1 in the afternoon.
Which is 10 in the morning. I like 10 in the morning. I think that's perfect.
Me too.
I'll make my yoga class.
Okay.
So it's on our calendar. So we'll plan on that happening.
Okay, and so the next... The next.
Again, but now there's going to be some issues on making some replacements. To replace the commissioner, me, isn't going to be a problem. What steps do we have to go through, Chris, to do this? And we may want to get with Brooke, because Brooke does understand this, all these boards and how we do this.
What needs to happen is the board needs to approve the noticing of vacancies. That will be published for 30 days, and then there are certain requirements that we have to do to list the qualifications, list the contact, but we need to decide the number of board positions that will be open, but it will be a minimum 30 days before we can appoint. And then the county commission will be the ones that make that appointment.
Okay.
So when do we, so the quicker we announce it, the better off we are?
Yes.
That's
we can't do it at this meeting anyway, not because it needs 30 days. So
well, what I mean is, when can we get it started?
Right now. So Chris, will you get with Brooke and ask her to get that started for us?
Yeah, if the board approves going ahead and noticing the vacancies, I can get with Brooke and we can get that into the newspaper and post it in the
public. Okay, it's not an agenda item. Can we approve to do it without it being an agenda item?
It's on the agenda.
It is.
It's an agenda item.
Under G, action item.
Under G.
Yeah, number seven.
Number 7.
Okay, number 5. So can we take action on that right now, Chris?
Number 7, yes.
No.
I have number 5 on my list.
Either way, it's on the agenda, and so.
So, chair, how many positions does that include? Mine.
It will include your position. Yes.
Okay. So how many?
The problem is, there may not be anybody qualified to take your position, Commissioner.
Well, I wasn't qualified to take this position.
Well, but that you have the right folks to take that position.
Yeah.
And so our goal is to get you off, Dan, but we've got to make sure there's somebody that can that fits in statute. Am I not right, Chris, talking about this?
Yeah, the requirement is going to, we're going to have to look at the number of seasonable homes that are within the district, and that will be done by talking with the county assessor and determining which properties are taxed as primary residences mm-hmm. versus secondary residences.
Right.
And who can qualify for the board will depend on how that is answered. But for right now, if you want, you can notice it as vacancies.
That might actually solve some problems. If we call all those people that are listed as primary residents and they live in Florida.
That reminds me of a gentleman we know that lives maybe in Hawaii.
We only need like 6 months.
If there are...
I think we need multiple vacancies.
If there are more than 50% of the homes that there are seasonable, have to be an owner of land that is within the district, receive services from the district, and then that owner can appoint either that owner themselves or an agent or representative. If less than 50% of the homes are seasonable, you actually have to be a registered voter living permanently within the district.
So presently we'll have...
I think that less than 50% of homes are full-time.
Don't say
pretty confident of that. Am I not right, Bob? Would you not think that?
Well, we will...
Yeah.
I think 52% of the homes. But we need to probably go to our subject matter expert on that to get that number. Yeah. How many positions are we now have we're looking at being open to? So
depends if we want a 5-person board or a 7-person board.
So I don't think we can answer that today because that's not an actionable item, but mm-hmm. I do know that there will be two positions open, so I'd like to make a motion that we advertise two vacant positions open on the Powder Mountain Water and Sewer Board as quickly as we can.
Can we just advertise vacancies instead of two vacancies?
I think you can take a pool of applications and fill the number that are available.
Okay, so that's the motion that I made.
I'll second it.
Okay, I got a motion to second on the floor. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, that one's done. So back to your... On your report, we got the calendar for 2017 board meetings. I suggest we leave them on the third Monday at 10 o'clock. Just leave it at that now when the new board's put together in January. If you need to make some changes, then you guys do it then.
Close session.
You okay with that, Paul?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All right, Paul. Yeah, okay. We'll deal with you, Paul and Major. Okay. Report here on number E. Will serve letter for summit.
Well, I don't think there's much to say on that one at this point, is there? Because the working group is not going to get it.
Where are we?
Tomorrow.
Chris?
We're in Ogden. I don't know where you're at.
He's jumping down here.
I'm going to get in trouble. I've been a question here.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing that can be Go ahead, Chris. Clock it.
Okay. Sorry, I was answering a question.
Okay. Sorry.
What are your thoughts on that?
So, are we going to go into the will serve letter portion? Do you want to have that discussion right now, then?
For what? Yes, I want to have the will serve letter, or I guess it's. Or do we need to go in closed session to do that? Do we have anybody in here that isn't part of the board?
Yes.
Yeah, we have.
We do have members, and I'm not sure that. What would the reason would be for going into closed session?
It's in the budget.
Okay. The last five cents.
I don't have a problem with talking about it right now. If Paul's good to talk about it right now.
Well, frankly, Mr. Chairman, this particular matter hasn't been really fully vetted yet. There's a meeting tomorrow that's occurring.
Hey, James, you're going to have to move to another seat if you're going to talk the whole time because I can't hear anybody but you.
Well, the rest of the board requested me to mumble into the microphone.
Quit mumbling into it. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay. Where was I?
You were saying that you're a long way away from it.
There isn't anything I can say to it at this particular point.
We have a meeting tomorrow on the will serve. So.
Yeah. Right. The working committee.
We'll check that off your list, so that one will be done.
Yeah. The next thing I'd like to get done before we go into any other meeting is I'd like to have authorization to on the consent item. That's the next thing for me.
So are you done with the manager's report then, Paul?
I believe I am.
Okay, we'll go to D, request for approval of district bills to be, go ahead, Bob.
Well, I want to hear from Chris about this Alita water share contract. I'm looking at the manager's agenda and I'm still stuck on that page.
It's in there, Bob. That's it's just down a couple more sentences. So if you let us move the meeting, we got a spot and we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, when we go to close, we can discuss it, Bob.
Yeah. So back to D, consent items, request for approval for district bills to be paid. Warrants number 192 and 194 in the amount of $9,455. I'll take a motion.
Which is that for?
Yeah, $16,955.
Yeah.
Okay, I make a motion that we pay the
$16,955.
The bills listed under D1.
Second.
Okay. I got a motion and a second on the floor. And any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Bills are paid.
Nice.
So let's go to next, which is request for motion of adjournment, the public meeting for a post-strategy session to discuss the acquisition of real property, including any form of water right, any pending or reasonable intimate litigation.
Yeah.
Is that our plan now?
Yes.
Mr. Chris? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Somebody make that motion.
I'll make a motion that we go into closed session to discuss acquisition of real property, water rights, et cetera.
Okay. Got a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
Second.
It'll be a roll call.
Second. Go in closed session. All in favor say aye.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Yeah, roll call.
James says aye.
Jen says aye.
Harry says aye.
Matt says aye. We're in closed session.
Okay, I we'll need to take a few moments.
Step out for a minute, let me know when
we just need a couple minutes.